Hey y'all, let's talk. I have got to be honest with you guys, like straight up. So, have you ever got so busy with life that you've been thrown off your game? Like, life is life and it's doing its thing, but it's taking you away from some of the things that helped you lead a healthier life. Like, for me, I have not taken out the time to write down my goals on a consistent basis like I used to do. Like, I will always write down my goals, whether I completed them or not. I wrote them down, I crossed off what I, accomplished, kept what I didn't. But I always kept up with them and wrote them down. Budgeting my money the way I used to. It's not that I'm not budgeting. I kind of do it in my head now, but I used to write it down because I write everything down. That works for me. But I've gotten away from that and just spending more time with me, like reading. I used to read all the time, and I've just kind of gotten away from that and journaling. And I didn't realize how much I've missed those things until yesterday. And if you're like me, I need you to know to get back to it, sis. Get back to it. Be gentle and understand that life happens. It does happen. Happen, life be life and it be doing its thing, but God be doing his thing too. So never forget what's most important, and that is you. You are first and foremost, you are priority, and sometimes we forget that and we put ourselves on the back burner with life. But what's most important is you. Who you are and the way that you lead your life not only affects you, but everybody else around you. So don't forget you in the midst of life doing this thing, because before you know it, life will pass you by and you'll be sitting here wondering what the hell happened. Don't forget that you are a part of life. You are a part of this experience. You are a part of this process. And what you choose to do for you matters. It all matters. And sometimes we just need that reminder. And yesterday was kind of my wake up call, like, girl, get back on your shit. Like, you fell off, and sometimes we fall off. That's okay. Sometimes we forget what everything we do is all for. But let this be your reminder. I'm right there with you, and I'm not perfect. And I know that you are not perfect either. But I have no shame in saying, Trees, get back on your shit. Get back to you. Get back to taking care of you. Get back to leading that healthy life. And that's not to say that I'm not leading a healthy life now. That's to say that in the midst, I started taking care of other people instead of taking care of me first, which is how a lot of people begin to lose themselves. And again, sometimes we just need this reminder, because before I get back to that place, best believe it's going to be some changes happening, and this is just my reminder to get back to me. You don't need to have no shame either, sis. We all have these moments, and we all need to understand that it's okay to be gentle. It's okay that life happens, but what's not okay is for us to stay down, for us to stay stuck in it, and for us to stay okay with not leading that healthy life that we weren't once were. Get back to it, sis. It's time to shake the room, ladies, and don't think twice about that. So again, if you needed that reminder, you were like me, kind of getting lazy, kind of just push yourself off to the back burner, kind of taking care of everybody else around you, trying to make sure everybody else is straight, trying to do everything else but take care of you. This is your reminder to get back on your shit and get back to you, taking care of you, get back to that healthier lifestyle that you are trying to lead, get back to those routines, get back to meditating, get back to listening to those podcasts that feed your soul, get back to whatever it was that you have fallen off from. Get back to it, sis. And as always, you guys can connect with me on Instagram at I am Latrice Rayner. Hit me up to vent, hit me up to ask questions, hit me up for advice, hit me up if you just want to say hi. I am always available. I'm always open. I am here again. I just want to see us all win. I always want to see us putting our best foot forward. And I always want to be authentic because sometimes I'm not perfect and I never want to portray the image that I am perfect and I have it all figured out because we are all here on earth just trying to figure shit out. But I would rather us try to figure shit out together than for anyone to feel alone in what they're going through and what they're feeling. I'm here. Talk soon.